We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Howard Beck. He's one of the best in the business. NBA insider, NBA writer for Bleacher Report. You can follow him on Twitter at Howard Beck with Joe Lowe and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. Howard, good morning. I'll jump right into a conversation we had earlier today. A lot of the focus this morning on Russell Westbrook's awesome performance at Denver yesterday. What about that game on Friday night where the Suns are up 21 and they're trying to prevent the assists so he can't get a triple-double and he's passing up wide open looks so that he can get the triple-double? You ever seen anything like that?
I don't think so. I mean, occasionally you see games where, you know, guys are maybe deviating a little bit from game plans in order to, you know, chase a stat, or you see Ricky Davis trying to get a rebound off of his own miss or whatever it was. I think he was trying to throw a pass to himself, Ricky Davis. There's strange things that happen. I don't remember, you know, anybody ever passing up shots because they were hunting assists instead. And of course, Westbrook's defense was, hey, I was 4 for 25 or whatever it was. But that's never stopped Westbrook from shooting before. He's never been a model of shooting efficiency. So I don't know. It's strange. But look, I mean, everything about the triple-double chase has been out of the ordinary, mostly for good, mostly for spectacular, and sometimes for bad or strange. And maybe that was the case Friday night. But, you know, look, we've already seen a lot of parsing of this over the course of the season. Tom Haberstroh from ESPN had a great piece, you know, a while back showing that, you know, look, his teammates are doing everything possible to give him the rebounds. Like, his rebound stats are what they are, but he's getting two more uncontested rebounds per game than I think anybody else in that echelon. And so, you know, there are some cheapies there, and his teammates are setting him up for them, and that's fine. But it is part of the context to understand the triple-double average.
And part of the context of the MVP race, certainly, as he averaged a triple-double for the season and had 42 triple-doubles. But in your opinion, does that give him enough? Does that do enough for him to surpass James Harden and win the MVP?
Well, you know, look, there's 100 voters. I am one of them, and I know where I'm leaning. But in terms of, like, is it enough for him to win MVP? I mean, arguably it is. I can't speak for, you know, 99 other voters. We'll see how it all pans out. We all have to file those ballots by some point on Friday of this week. We won't know the results of that vote, by the way, until June 26th. Because this is the first year that the NBA is doing an awards show on TNT on June 26th. And so nothing is being revealed until then. So that usual slow rollout that we're all used to.
Oh, come on. Howard, you're telling me that your vote's due Friday, and I'm getting from you that you're not going to tell us which way you're going to vote. Is that right?
No, that's not what I'm saying at all. I'm just letting you know that we're not going to know the result. My vote, I mean, look, my vote is one vote. I'm telling you, if you're wondering what's going to happen, I don't know what's going to happen, and none of us will until June 26th.
Well, I've officially stopped caring. But if they're not going to tell me until June 26th, Howard, I officially no longer care. That is absolutely, as we say on the show, ferocious.
Well, it's a choice the NBA made with TNT because they liked the idea of an awards show. And yeah, to me, the unfortunate part is I like the debate we have over the course of the postseason where each award comes out one a week usually, and then we get to parse the votes and debate and to say, no, that guy shouldn't have won, or how did people vote this way? And then we move on to the next one the following week. We won't have that. They'll all be unveiled on the same night. And I think, unfortunately, a lot of the other awards, the lesser awards, are going to get lost in the shuffle because everybody's going to be just so fixated on the MVP that night. But since you did ask, I have been leaning hard toward Harden the entire time. Am I wavering a little bit? Maybe. But I still feel pretty good about putting Harden at the top of the ballot.
Appreciate the honesty, Howard. Thank you.
Howard, what's going on in Cleveland? What seems to be the biggest problem in your view?
I don't know that anybody knows at this point. So, I mean, somebody probably knows. I don't think we have the full story yet. This feels like one of those years where a team is kind of inexplicably playing way below expectations for a prolonged period, and there's no one thing we can point to. And in my experience, that usually means there's something below the surface that'll come out later. I could be wrong. It's just a hunch. It's just an instinct. But something feels off to me because that team is too good to be messing around like this. Now, when they won against Boston last week, when LeBron had that just tremendous performance and was basically like slamming his foot down like enough already, and he turned into playoff LeBron and dominated that game, and his guys all followed suit. And I thought, okay, there we go. They're straightening themselves out. And then they go and lose two in a row to Atlanta in just bizarre fashion, once to a Hawks team that was resting most of its starters, and then again yesterday by blowing that massive lead and losing it overtime. They did get, I think, screwed on a couple of critical officiating calls, unfortunately. But look, you're supposed to be better than that. It shouldn't even come into play. I think that there's a number of things going on. You know, they lost J.R. Smith for most of the season, still working him back in, and he's getting a little older. Kevin Love was out for a long stretch. He's still getting maybe his rhythm back. I don't know. They added Kyle Korver. They had Darren Williams. They just had a lot of changes. And they played Tristan Thompson at center all year with no real backups at that position, no real, like a Timothy Mozgov who they had. They never replaced him, but they tried to. They had Chris Anderson, and he got, you know, lost to season-ending injury, and then the same thing happened to Andrew Bogut. But I just think that there's been a little bit of attrition there, just some wearing down over the course of the season. And, you know, they just don't look right now. Will it all change when the playoffs start? I mean, that's, you know, people talking about flipping the switch. That's a dangerous way to go.
Howard Beck, national NBA writer for Bleacher Report, with Joe Lowndes on 95.7 The Game. Saturday night, there was the return of Kevin Durant. Steph Curry had the night off. A knee contusion is what the team was calling it. Is it possible, and this might just be the conspiracy theorist in me, is it possible that teams who are interested in resting star players now are just going to go ahead and come up with an injury rather than the dreaded DNP rest designation in order to avoid the scrutiny that follows?
Well, if you decide to start cracking down on teams, it's certainly going to push them toward, you know, being dishonest instead. We had an entire era of the NBA where before they had the 15-man roster and you had the injured reserve list, teams would cook up fake injuries all the time just so that they wouldn't have to waive a guy. And then they did away with that whole system because it was just, you know, rife with dishonesty. So, you know, I don't know if that's the case here, and I don't know that the Warriors would have been motivated to do that. I mean, what Adam Silver said on Friday after the Board of Governors meeting was that the general agreement among the owners is, listen, if you're going to rest guys, don't rest multiple stars in the same night or multiple starters in the same night. The Warriors, in the spirit of that, did not. You know, they had one stud coming back and one resting, or it was with a minor injury. And, you know, you guys know, at this time of year, everybody's got minor injuries that you could beg out of a game over, or that your medical staff could say, you know what, push comes to shove, it's not a critical game. Might as well give, this knee contusion or whatever, a couple days extra rest. I mean, that's totally reasonable. I think mostly this whole story has been overblown. The rest issue is completely overblown. It's not some epidemic. It's not happening a ton. There were just a couple of really noteworthy times that it happened, and on national games, and that's what got the league's attention. But, you know, I don't think this is a massive issue for the NBA.
Follow him on Twitter at Howard Beck. He's one of the best in the business at what he does. From Bleacher Report, Howard Beck with Joe Lowndes on 95.7 The Game. Howard, thank you for your time this morning. We appreciate it. Hopefully we can catch up again soon.
My pleasure, guys. Anytime.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.